Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. CF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. CF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Big XL, and this is the Ryan Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. Before we get too deep into it, I got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG, 89.3 FM Atlanta, been holding down the overnight spot there for over 15 years. Been there so long that I have forgot how long I've actually been holding down the spot. So I always say, holding down the overnight spot for over 15 plus years, man. Definitely one time for WRFG for giving us a platform and giving us an opportunity to spread the word to the people all across the world. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live365. Live365.com, they are a server which allows entrepreneurs like myself, radio stations, AM stations, low wattage radio stations, just different formats of radio platforms to use their server to broadcast over the internet. All right, we launched a station. We launched a station 2 years ago, Ride 95. All right, and on Ride 95, we have some very, very, very dope and interesting original programming. The Ride and Dirty Show is there. The After Set Show is there. The Down and Dirty Mix is there. We just got some real exclusive stuff over there. So if you get an opportunity, man, make sure y'all visit live365.com. And check out our 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365-day-a-year station, Ride 95. All right? Definitely, definitely appreciate if you guys definitely, definitely rock with us. All right? Man, I got to say one time for everybody who's checking us out on whatever your favorite streaming service is. We stream on over 10-plus streaming sites. All right? We stream on over 10-plus streaming sites. Whatever your favorite site is, chances are we are there. So definitely. Definitely check us out, whether it's on iTunes, Spotify, whether it's on Blog Talk, YouTube, Messy FM, whatever your favorite streaming source is, then you can definitely check us out there. Just go in and type in Ride and Dirty Radio, and that's spelled RIDINDURTYRADIO. Go in and look us up and check out all of our exclusive and exciting interviews, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Now, y'all know, be sure, I always tell you guys, be sure to follow the Ride and Dirty Radio platform on all social media platforms, whether it's Vigo, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, whatever your favorite platform is, then the Ride and Dirty Show, the Ride and Dirty platform, we are there. We're definitely in tune with what's going on with social media, and we try to make our presence felt. And we try to recap all the things we got going on with our interviews, with new music, people that are moving and shaking the community, all right? So y'all definitely, definitely lock us in on your favorite social media platform, okay? Do that for your boy. Lock us in on your favorite social media platform. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, y'all know what this show is all about. Y'all know what we do here. We are giving y'all the voice of the people that got next, the people that are changing our community, brick by brick, moment by moment, day by day, second by second. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is no different than any other day on the Ryan Dirty Radio platform. So welcome. I repeat, welcome to the Ryan Dirty platform. Wellness coach, Miss Ashiba Sancho. How you doing today, ma'am?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about being here today.
All right, the first thing I got to ask, because I have a very, very serious southern drawl, because I'm from down south. Did I properly pronounce your name?
Yes, you are absolutely correct. It's Ashiba Sancho.
Ashiba Sancho. All right, so the first thing I got to ask is, Miss Sancho, where are you from, and what's the origin of the name? Because that is a beautiful name.
Thank you so much. So I'm originally from Kingston, Jamaica, and my name is it's African. It's actually it originated in Egypt. My parents are very deep-rooted people. And they really love that name, so that's the name that was chosen for me.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. All right, so let's talk a little bit about your childhood, growing up. Like, where did you actually grow up? And let's talk about your journey to being a holistic health coach and wellness coach.
Okay, yeah. So actually that is rooted in my upbringing. Being from Jamaica, it's kind of customary for us to kind of eat from the land. So that was kind of embedded in me when I was a kid. My parents would always use foods to like medicate as opposed to conventional medicine. And it's nothing you really think of, you know, when you're growing up. But as I became an adult, I moved to the States when I was around 19 years old. And starting into the workforce, I went to the Art Institute of Atlanta and obtained a culinary degree and kind of started in that field. But soon after, I found myself with chronic pain, unable to actually digest my food correctly. And it caused many, many issues in my work life. At one point, I felt like I was going to lose my job. But soon after that, I kind of just really went back to my roots and tried to do some research to see what was going on with me. And it was actually just a simple issue. It was acid reflux. I was having really bad acid reflux because of things that I was eating. And soon after that experience, a friend of mine introduced me to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and I furthered my studies there and obtained my holistic certification as a wellness coach. And along that journey, that process, I just kind of meld all of what I learned from my upbringing along with my studies, and I found it to be extremely helpful. And I saw how a lot of people didn't know simple things that could help them in their day-to-day life, whether it's with stress, managing stress, using food, or their mood, or just their energy level, right? So that's just a little bit of how I kind of came into this.
Okay. All right. Now, I got to ask, because you say you came to the States at 19. What was the difference in your diet from coming from where you were to the States? Like, how did your diet differ, and how did you develop acid reflux, you know, once you got here?
Yeah, so good question. My diet back home was pretty much we ate a lot of whole foods. So that is basically foods that are grown and cooked versus foods that are processed and microwaved or processed and then cooked again. So when I came to the States, just going to college, you know, starting to work a job and just the stress, managing the stress of life, I kind of delved into that processed food world, the main contributors to my digestive issues. So I ate a lot of fats, fatty foods and chips and a lot of sugar. And then I started like binging on caffeine, you know, to kind of stay awake. But all of those things actually contribute to poor digestion and also acid reflux problems. So eventually I kind of learned how to eliminate certain things from my diet and also just how to prepare stuff differently to help me. But the major difference was whole foods versus just a diet primarily filled with processed foods just because it was simpler.
Okay. Now, once you found the education that you needed to pursue, what made you decide to not only do I want to have this knowledge, but I want to give this knowledge to other people?
Well, I was actually doing it already. Because of my upbringing, it was just like it's just something that's just deep-rooted in me. So even though I wasn't necessarily following it because I didn't even like correlate the two, my personal diet and what was going on with my health, I would always encourage my friends and just people around me to eat a particular way because I kind of lean towards just finding out more about foods and kind of I delved in that world because I was already in the culinary field. So I would encourage people to do certain things that I wasn't necessarily doing myself. But it was just something that was embedded in me. And another thing is when I became a mother, I started to see the challenges that moms face with feeding their child, preparing food for your family, you know, preparing food for your spouse, and just having like that balanced meals throughout the day, throughout the week, kind of helping you with your energy level, as I mentioned before, managing stress and just managing your day-to-day life, fueling your body with what you're really needing in order to get through your day. I kind of started seeing as a mom how stressful it could get when I didn't have the proper nutrients, the proper vitamins that I needed. So I kind of started a little support group with other moms that I knew, primarily because I don't like to see people suffer when it's not necessary. You know, when you have information and you see someone struggling in an area, it's hard. It's hard. It's like even when you don't have time, you're just kind of pushed in that direction to help or to reach out or to offer some kind of support. And I kind of started to see how useful my information was. I thought it was so simple because a lot of things that I learned, I thought, surely everybody knows this, but I saw how just minor things, minor tweaks in your diet could make such a major difference in an individual's life and also in the lives of their family as well.
Okay, now I have a question. There are a lot of people listening to the show right now, and they have the question of, in your words, what is the definition of a wellness coach?
A wellness coach is someone that helps you to pretty much gather all the information of your life and kind of put that together. So it's not just food, but it's what is it that you want to do, be accomplished, and where are you right now, and how do you want to get there? How do you want to show up for your family in your future? How do you want to get there? You put together, I help you to put together a plan as to where it is that you want to be, and I motivate you to get there. I give you the tools and resources that you need to get there, and I motivate you, and I'm your major cheerleader along the way in just supporting you to get there.
Okay. All right. Now, you recently just launched your website. Tell the world about the website. Tell the world about the website and everything the website has to offer.
Okay. So there are several things that I have available. On my website, you have the option to actually select a virtual coach. And you can also select virtual classes, cooking classes, or virtual cooking classes for moms and their children. Right, and I'll kind of elaborate a little bit more about just the details of that. So with the virtual coaching, it's a six-month program where, as I stated before, I help you to kind of collect all the information of your life, figure out what it is that you want to do, what is it that you want to be and accomplish, and I help to support you through your diet and also making lifestyle changes. A key thing about my program, though, is I don't do diets and restrictions. What I do is I add good things to what you're doing, and it enables the bad things to fall off. Example, I'll give you an example as it pertains to food. When I'm working with my clients, I don't say stop eating chips, stop eating ice cream, stop eating all the stuff that you love. What I do is I add water and I add more leafy green or vegetables to your diet. So you still keep doing all of what you're doing, but we're adding some good things on the back end. So before you have, you know, that burger, just have this small salad. After you're done eating, before drinking any your soda, drink a certain amount of water. And what you'll find is your body will naturally turn towards what is best and the bad things will fall off. I don't believe in diets and restrictions. I don't believe they work. It's a rubber band effect. So it's the same thing with your wellness journey. So whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, whatever it is that you're trying to do, we're going to be courageous. A lot of times we're all great. And we all have greatness inside of us. And a lot of times we're afraid to be great. We're afraid to step out. We're afraid to do those things that we believe that we are called to do. So I will help you to put those things together, to bring all of that greatness out of you, put it on paper, and I'll help you to accomplish those things within my six-month wellness program. Another thing to know about the wellness program, too. Go ahead.
Hold on, I got to stop you. So you mean to tell me that your body, say for instance, if I eat chips, before I get a Big Mac, I incorporate a salad. And before I drink that big gulp soda, I drink me a 20-ounce cup of water. You mean to tell me my body will naturally start to gravitate towards the things that are good for it?
Well, I'll tell you this. You don't even have to drink 20 ounces of water. You can just drink 8 ounces of water. And, yes, your body naturally wants what's best for it. But a lot of times we've introduced so many things to our body that it craves certain things because those things are in your system, like it's lodged in your intestines. And your body naturally pulls towards that. But the more you engage in healthy eating, it flushes a lot of those things out and a lot of your cravings starts to die down. Why? Because you've added good things and now your body desires the best things. Your body actually desires the absolute best that there is to offer. That's just how we were designed.
Wow, now I did not know that. That's amazing. That is amazing. And you know what's funny? I'm starting to drink more water, and it seems like the more water I drink, the more water I want.
Yeah. You're exactly right. Yes. I mean, there's actually a book called Your Body Knows Best. Your body literally knows what's best for it. A thing that I learned when I was coming up, a lot of pregnant women in certain countries, they crave gravel. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a type of like stone that's in the ground.
Yeah.
They crave that. The reason why they crave that is because anything that's in the ground, it's packed with minerals. And when a woman is pregnant, she needs minerals in her diet, and if she can't, your body will find it. So you're sitting there wondering, why is it I'm eating dirt, basically? But your body is saying, I need minerals, and because you're not giving it to it, it finds it wherever it can find it, right? Your body is it's very smart and very sensitive. It knows way more than you think it knows. So you will definitely benefit from that. The two other aspects of my website is the Mommy and Me cooking class, and this is where I teach moms how to work with their picky eaters. A lot of babies are picky eaters, and how to introduce them to the world of food, because whatever that foundation that's set and laid for them, it's going to follow them throughout their lives. I'm a prime example of that. So if you expose them to different types of fruits and vegetables, and you allow them to play in the food, you allow them to explore and eat and touch it and put in their own mouths and, you know, just gain their own sense of taste, and what you'll find happen is you won't have a baby or a child that shies away from food, doesn't want to eat, only wants to eat certain types of food, because they've been exposed to so much more and they did it on their term. When you try to feed, somebody's trying to force feed you something, it's so different from when you're able to stop, pick it up, put it in your own mouth, see if you like it or if you don't like it. But just kind of treating them like a human being is what we kind of do in these classes, Mommy and Me cooking classes. And it a lot of babies or children that don't like eating certain foods, the same thing that it don't like eating, you'll find them in these classes to grab a hold of these things and love eating it, because they were a part of the process. And my third aspect is of my website is the adult cooking classes. And this is where I take you through a pantry overhaul, and I show you how to shop. I show you how to read labels. I show you how to cook foods that benefit yourself and your family, and it's totally tailored to the individual. So it's not just me teaching you how to cook something, but teaching you to cook stuff that you eat and things that you like, and how to do this in a proper manner that can best benefit your body.
Man, that is great. That is incredible. What made you launch the website?
I launched on the 14th, but for my I've been counseling for the past 15 years, but I decided to do a virtual platform. So everything on my website is virtual. So that's the health counseling, that's the cooking classes, all of it is virtual. So it's helpful because it cuts out that commute time and, you know, you having to get your house together because somebody's coming over. You know, I can come into your home now virtually, and I see what you want me to see, and I help you with the things that you desire for me to help you with.
I have a question about your virtual cooking classes. All right, so I work overnight. And I do a lot of streams and stuff like that in between my work. So a lot of time I have a small window of time to prep meals. Do you have anything in your virtual cooking classes that can help someone who only has a meal prep time of maybe an hour?
Yeah, that's a lot of time. Yeah, that's a lot of time to actually do your meal prep. Actually, when you purchase your food from the supermarket, I'll just give you a quick tip. If you pre-season your meat, so say you put away everything that you have and you pre-season your meat, a quick way to do this is just put together a couple of seasoning mixes. So say you have seasoning mix for chicken, for beef, for turkey. You have your pre-mixed, already done and in your cabinet. You wash your meat and you basically season your meat up, throw it in the freezer. Instead of take all your stuff, put it in the freezer, then when you go to cook, it's like, oh, no, I got to thaw it, and then I got to season it, then I got to let it marinate for a while, and now I got to cook it. Look, you just eliminate all of that. When you buy your meat, buy your foods, put away everything, season your meat with your pre-mix, and when you go to prepare it, if you have a air fryer, you can just pop it in the air fryer frozen, or you can take it out the night before, leave it in the bottom of your fridge, it will thaw, and then you just pop it in the oven or put it in your pan. Isn't that so much quicker and easier, right?
Yes. So do you highly recommend the air fryer when it comes to meals?
I recommend things that are useful and easy. I found that it's actually quite convenient for moms, especially, to use air fryer. And it does so many different tasks in such a short period of time. So I don't have one personally, but I've used it several times before at, you know, friends and family members. And if it makes your life easier and it's not you using the microwave every single day, absolutely. Whatever gets you to that place where you're eating foods that God created, necessarily something that's been tampered with and it's processed and it's, you know, always from a can. Yes, you can do it, but not always from a can, always from a box, right? So whatever your journey is that's going to take you there, understand that it is a journey, right? And you're slowly graduating. Each step that you take, you're slowly graduating and getting to the place that you desire to be in the end, right?
Okay. All right. Now, also, you do free consultations. Tell me real quick, because we're running out of time, about the consultations, about someone, if they reach out to you for a free consultation, what information they'll get.
Okay, so with the free consultation, what I'll do, you can book those on my website. There's a calendar. You can go ahead and pre-book those. What I'll do is I'll help you to clarify what it is that you're trying to do, what it is that you're trying to accomplish, where are you now, and what do you want to accomplish in this life. And I'll help you to kind of declutter all the things, because a lot of times, because we don't have people to talk things over with, you know, bounce ideas off, a lot of times we get stuck in a rut. But I can get you unstuck, clarify what it is that you're trying to do and accomplish for this year, and start on that process of actually accomplishing those things.
Okay. Now I want to, and maybe I got to sign up. I don't know what I got to do, but
you should.
I want to know. I hate doing sit-ups. Okay. But I want to lose my pudge, or as men call it, my beer gut. And mm-hmm. I'm getting older. I'm getting up there in age. So mm-hmm. I need to figure out what – I don't have time to go to the gym. So I need to change my diet. What do mm-hmm. I need to do?
Well, if you want to lose your beer gut, let me ask you this. Do you drink beer?
Not a lot, but I do.
Okay. So alcohol is going to actually promote that. So I would say the first thing to do is cut back on your alcohol content, cut back on just on it, because if you're exercising and then you're doing the thing that caused you to have it in the first place, it's not going to be helpful, right? So that's the first step. Then see what it is that you enjoy drinking that you could substitute. Don't go drinking something that you know you don't like, because then you're not going to continue it. Find another drink that you enjoy drinking and then start with that, right? Add a little bit of water to your diet and then look at the types of exercise that you actually enjoy doing. Because if you're doing sit-ups, you actually lose weight of your entire body when you lose weight. When you start exercising, when you start walking can turn into running. You're going to lose weight of your entire body. If you're just trying to work on one particular area of your body, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to actually accomplish that. And it's going to be kind of hard on your back if you're doing sit-ups too. So what I would recommend, find a drink that you love and enjoy and try to substitute it with alcohol, right? Drink a little bit more water, just a little bit. Just challenge yourself. And also start walking. Start walking, taking deep breaths when you wake up in the morning. Start walking and getting some fresh air, and that will do miraculous wonders for your life. And also, it's not going to be an overnight thing, so get that out of your mind. It's going to happen overnight. Some people do the cold turkey and it works, but for the majority of us, it's a day-to-day process.
All right, this is my last question. Why? Tell me why. Because I walk a lot on my job, but why doesn't it seem like the walking I do at work helps?
Why do you think it's not helpful? Why would you say it's not helpful?
Because my tummy ain't getting no smaller.
Well, you know, I was watching one of your shows, and you spoke about the type of alcohol that you like drinking. So I would challenge you, instead of putting alcohol in that cup, put some water. Put some other favorite beverage that's not high in sugar, right? Because you may be consuming things that's contributing to your gut more than you think. If you would start probably journaling and seeing, or another thing that adds to it is eating late at night. If you're working a lot and you're working late nights, you're constantly eating, right? Because you're hungry. And it's in the middle of the night, but your body burns fat way differently at night. As a matter of fact, your body shuts down for a rest period. The best time for you to have your largest meal is in the middle of the day, like 12 noon, 1 o'clock, right? So if you're having those foods later on, that will also contribute to that. So the walking is great, but it's just one thing that you're adding. There's other things that you may have to push back on as well. Does that make sense?
Makes all the sense in the world. All right, Mr. Sheba, you know what? We talked about your website, but we did not say the name of your website. So I want you to let all these people listening or all these people that are going to listen in the future know the website, know how to contact you via the website or via social media, and just let them know everything they need to know so they can get in tune and get their wellness and their health taken care of.
Absolutely. So it's Asheba J. Sancho. That's ASHEBAJSANCHO.com. Again, that's AshebaJSancho.com. You can also reach me on Instagram. That's Asheba.Sancho. That's ASHEBA.SANCHO. And I'd love for you all to sign up for a free consultation. I have a calendar on my website. Also, there is a mini contest that I'm doing on my page for a pantry overhaul. If you go to my website, you can sign up, and I will send you a link to go ahead and schedule your free pantry overhaul. And that's where I'm going to get in your pantry virtually, and I'm going to help you to kind of figure out all of what's in there, what's good and beneficial for you, and what's not so beneficial, and how you can kind of curb some of those habits that you may already have. So again, it's AshebaJSancho.com.
All right, Mr. Sheba, before I let you go, I was looking on your Instagram, and I see you have that Win a Romantic Virtual Cooking Experience on Valentine's Day. Tell us about that.
There is someone that actually won that already. That was a contest that I ran last week, and we have a lucky winner actually for that particular contest. But I will be actually doing another giveaway on next week. So this particular one with the pantry overhaul, it's anyone that goes to my website, you can just, once you subscribe, I will send you a link to schedule a pantry overhaul for yourself. But I will run another Valentine's special before the end of this month, actually.
I was trying to enter that Valentine's special, Mr. Sheba. I was going to hook it up with my wife.
Yes, I mean, that is so exciting to do those cooking classes with your spouse. It's romantic. Getting in the kitchen is hot. It really is. So I'll definitely run that special, and I will tag you when I run it so you can sign up as well, okay?
You might need to do one for St. Patrick's Day. All right, Mr. Sheba, it's been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. I definitely will be watching, and I definitely will be following, and I definitely will be contacting you because I like to cook. I'm getting up there in age, and I don't want to fall dead, so I know I need to change some things about my diet, and you seem like you're going to be my go-to person.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to be. Thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute pleasure being on your show today.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to ask. Is there a Twitter or a Facebook? A lot of people might want to, you know, contact you on those social media platforms if you have them.
Not at this time. No, sir.
Okay. All right, Mrs. Sheba. Again, it's been an honor and a pleasure. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was holistic wellness coach, Miss Ashiba Sancho. Y'all make sure y'all visit her website at AshibaJSancho.com. Again, that's AshibaJSancho.com. All right? She got the Mommy and Me cooking classes. She got the live virtual cooking classes. She's got virtual coaching to help get yourself in shape, man. Get yourself in shape. That way you'll be here for your kids, be here for your family a long time. All right? It's your boy, Vic XL. This is the Ride and Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. All right? Y'all be blessed. Peace.